Pryor came under fire from teachers and parents for overseeing that agenda. It included efforts to implement the Common Core Education Standards, new teacher evaluation guidelines, a program for failing schools, and other changes. State Senator Tony Boucher of Wilton is the ranking Republican on the Education Committee. She says Pryor was trying to do too much too fast.
He came into this position under very strong directions from Governor Malloy to push education reforms, and there were so many of them that right off the bat there was tremendous opposition, and you could feel it. You could feel it locally. You could feel it on the Education Committee.
Well, I see this as a good sign.
That's Jonathan Pelto. He's a former Democratic state lawmaker who's now running for governor as an independent because he rejects Malloy's education agenda. He had opposed Malloy's hiring of Pryor and says he's not surprised the move is happening 80 days before the November election.
I'm just glad to see that the decision is made and that it's good news for Connecticut, because if Daniel Malloy gets a second term, at least we won't have Stephen Pryor around to do the damage he's been doing.
Malloy's office says Pryor is actively seeking new professional opportunities, but there is no set timeline for Pryor's departure. Ebong Udama, WSH News.